As with that, good evening, everyone. Isn't it good that even though we're apart from one another, we can still meet in fellowship around the Word of God? Let's pray and ask His blessing upon us. Father, we thank you for the Bible. Thank you for the means of grace it is to us. We just pray as we come around your Word now, it would bless us and equip us for the days that lie ahead. We ask it through Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen. Well, our reading is taken from Genesis chapter 18. We're going to read from verses 16 to the end of the chapter. When the men got up to leave, looked down towards Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. I have chosen him so that he will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord will bring about for Abraham what he has promised him." Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sins so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know." The men turned away and went towards Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord. Abraham approached him and said, "Will you sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people in the city? Will you really sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous people in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to kill the wicked along with the righteous, treating the righteous and the wicked alike. Far be it from you. Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" The Lord said, "If I find 50 righteous people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Now Abram spoke up again, "Not that I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord, though I am nothing but dust and ashes. What if the number of the righteous is 5 less than 50? Will you destroy the whole city because of 5 people?" "If I find 45 there," he said, "I will not destroy it." Once again he spoke to him, "What if only a 40 are found there?" He said, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak. What if only 30 can be found there?" He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Abraham said, "Not I have been so bold as to speak to the Lord. What if only 20 can be found there?" He said, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "May the Lord not be angry, but let me speak just once more. What if only 10 can be found there?" He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." When the Lord had finished speaking with Abraham, he left, and Abraham returned home. Amen. Might the Lord add his blessing to our study in the Word. Well, I want to think about those words found in verse 25. "Will not the judge of all the earth do right?" In the days of COVID-19, the coronavirus, we hear a lot about the R number, the rate of infection. Well, it's an R word in the church. It's not one we hear about very much at the moment. Revival. And we tend to think about revival in being a large number of people seeking the face of the Lord. But actually, if one person turns to Christ, his heart is revived, and therefore, in that sense, it is a revival. If you've read the latest news from Papua New Guinea, the Hali family and the Wagyi tribe, you see another group of believers have been baptized there, and this mini revival is going on in that place. Groups of believers are regularly being saved and baptized to show that they are members of the Kingdom of Heaven. And we have to ask, well, if it's happening there, why isn't it happening here? Why is God favoring one place more than another? And we have to answer the question by saying, God is on the throne, God is in control, and the judge of all the earth is doing right according to his plan of redemption, his plan of salvation, his building of the Kingdom of Heaven here in Blaenau. And we may things to work differently. We may want to see results now. We want to see all those people who have been tuning into the messages, really inquiring after the Lord. You want people to come and join us when church reopens. And we want to see salvations abounding and baptisms confirming the state of grace in their lives. But it's in God's hands. He has his plans and his purposes for the church here and for growing the kingdom of heaven. And we have to remember that, that we won't become frustrated, that in his time and in his way, God will achieve and accomplish his purposes. We find in Isaiah 55 these words. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see, we cannot understand the mind of God. We do not know what his purpose is, except it is to save lost souls in Blaenau, and in his time and in his way. And we might think, well, we get so discouraged. What if God's plan will fail? What if it won't happen in Blaenau? What if? And perhaps we doubt. We just become so disheartened by the lack of tangible and visible results that we think that perhaps this is it for Blaenau in terms of kingdom growth. But you know, the Apostle John, when he was on the Isle of Patmos, he was given a vision of him sat on the throne holding a scroll with seven seals. And we're told that there was no one in heaven and under heaven and on the earth worthy to open the scroll. And John weeps because he sees that God's plan of salvation, the building of the church and the growth of the kingdom of heaven will come to nothing because the plan of God cannot be rolled out. And then he is reminded that there is a lion of the tribe of Judah who has triumphed, a lamb looking to have been slain, was worthy to open the scroll because he died on the cross and purchased men for God from every tribe, language, tongue and nation, and he's worthy to open the scroll. And you see, God's plan is in effect. God's plan is being carried out. God's plan is being fulfilled. His purposes are being achieved day by day, moment by moment. Even though we can't necessarily see it, God is at work amongst us. God is preparing the hearts and lives of people. And we have to trust God. That is an inimitable way. When the time is right, he will start adding souls again to this church. But more importantly, to the church of Jesus Christ. And we see the kingdom of heaven growing once more in Blaenau. It's hard. It's difficult. But we can take comfort to know that God is in control. His thoughts, his ideas are perfect. They will be carried out. There's no doubt about that. Everything he has purposed will be brought to fruition. We just have to be patient. We have to be faithful. Well, what can we do? We can pray. And we need to pray. How? Well, Romans chapter 12 tells us that we should not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is good, pleasing and perfect will. What's the Bible tell us elsewhere? If we pray in accordance with God's will, he has promised to hear and answer our prayers. So we need to get our hearts and minds sorted. We need to be a holy people, a righteous people. Elsewhere we know that the Bible says the prayer of a righteous man or a woman is powerful and effective. These are the prayers that God hears and answers the glory of his name. Pray earnestly. Pray believing, says the word. Pray without ceasing. And look for God to hear and to answer by faith. Well, I just want to close with two familiar promises that we know very well, but they are applicable now to our circumstances. Do not grow weary of doing good, for in due time you will reap a harvest. Is the promise there will be a harvest. What are we looking for a harvest for? A harvest of souls, for that seed to fall on that good soil, and it'll be a crop 30, 60 or 100 times. And the other promise is this. We know that our labours for the Lord are not in vain. Keep on witnessing. Keep on testifying. Keep on pleading with God, just like Abraham pleaded. And pray that in God's will and purpose being fulfilled in Blina, in our day and generation, here in this community, and wherever God has placed us, we might see a multitude being led out of captivity into freedom, being led out of darkness into light, being led out of bondage into glorious freedom in Christ, being led from death into life in him. Might God give us a longing and a burden for this to happen amongst us. But might he give us the confidence that he is a God who has a work in Blina that is yet to be completed. And by the grace of God, we will see it being transacted in our day and generation. May the Lord bless this word to our hearts. If you're doing the Zoom call tomorrow night, look forward to having fellowship again. God bless, and may the Lord cause us to rejoice in him today and every day. Amen.